Let's begin by talking about pitch. In the average adult genetic female, the vocal cords vibrate about 220 times per second, or this pitch. 220 hertz. In the average adult genetic male, the vocal cords vibrate at 110 times a second, or about this pitch. That means you need to double the frequency of vibration or go up an entire octave to sound more feminine.
John, a genetic male, will demonstrate. Go ahead, John. Count 1 to 5 on this pitch.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Lynn, a genetic female, will count at about this pitch. Go ahead, Lynn, and count from 1 to 5.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
John and Lynn's speaking pitches are an octave apart. As you can hear, pitch is a key factor in sounding more feminine.
Resonance is another important element in ultimately creating a genuine, passable female voice. Resonance literally means to sound again.
The vocal cords vibrate to create the initial sound. Then reverberation occurs when that sound bounces off the walls of the throat, mouth, and tongue. Hello. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
As mentioned in the basics recording, articulation is also a key element in working with your voice. For TG ladies, crisp articulation helps you achieve a feminine-sounding voice. As you may have noticed, many genetic men tend to mumble or be mushy with their consonant sounds. Genetic females tend to use more distinct articulation.
That's true. I do speak more clearly, and we'll have exercises to practice on this later on.
But first, we'll tell you about the last four elements: pacing, phrasing, melodic intonation, and fluency.
When we say pacing, we mean how quickly or slowly you speak. Genetic males tend to speak more slowly than genetic females.
Now, listen to Kathy say a phrase with a typical female pace.
The rushing stream washed the soil along with it, and along with it went some rocks and sticks and pebbles and dirt.